So, you want to know what on earth is happening? Then sit back and listen as this guy next door speaks. I'm your host, Ivan from Phoenix, and you're listening to Guy Next Door Speaks, episode number 16. And this is a bonus interview with Mark Passio, stemming from his Truth, Mind, Reality conference preview episode. This episode will pick up right where the previous episode ended, the preview episode with Mark. So you're going to catch the conversation pretty much already in progress. I'll keep recording and we can go into a bonus segment here. And Mark, go ahead. And as always, you have the floor and tell people what they need to hear, brother.
So I started doing this type of work back in 2007. I had woken up, quote unquote, you know, become aware of the situation through obviously my personal experience for people who know that backstory, which I won't be getting into in this interview. And for years before that, I was kind of, you know, formulating ideas and, you know, considering putting this out in a wider way than other than just people who I spoke to in my personal life. And in 2007, I began publicly speaking and presenting. Of course, in 2008, I started my own website. And then in 2010, I started my own radio broadcasts, which have become my podcast series online. And, you know, I've put out, you know, countless hours of audio, countless hours of video, 20 public presentations, really 21 public presentations that I have, you know, video recorded and put out there in a video format for people to watch and learn from. And I am have been – well, first of all, I went through a kind of a change in my life situation, having separated from my former life partner and ventured out into a new living space. Went through three moves, yes, three physical moves to different locations. And I'm now in a place where physically the conditions are good. The environment is very conducive for working and organizing ideas and thoughts. You know, I'm in a good place physically right now. I'm not in such a good place regarding where I see things. And that's why I'm considering putting the brakes on my public work. And again, I say my public work because I'm never going to stop speaking the truth, regardless of what happens to me. But I may stop putting work out to the public through my website, my YouTube channel, my online store, gift store, etc. I may need to stop doing that. And there's a very specific set of reasons for that. Has nothing to do with me not believing in what I do. Has nothing to do with me being threatened. Okay, so people who think that that's what this is, you're way off. This is about, one, the effectiveness of it, and two, what I feel is of significant imbalance in what people who are putting out quality work are doing versus the simple, essentially, you know, pure consumption of that work by other people with absolutely no effort on their own part to get involved and do something. Even after I have specifically and repeatedly asked for help regarding what I do. Now, let me just give a brief background to this. And I'm going to be asking yet again for help in what I do in the way that I very desperately need it. And I want people to look at this as a challenge. Okay, so, you know, not to belabor this, but I want to give a brief background. Since 2007, I've essentially done everything that I've done myself with exceptions. There are people who have stepped up and helped me, okay, briefly for specific projects. So let me explain this. What is involved in creating a media operation, and specifically with public speaking, like I do in presenting, is you have to have a very diverse range of technical skills with a computer. So to make and edit and modify and manipulate graphics, you need to know the program Adobe Photoshop or an equivalent program like that. Okay, so you need to be proficient in graphics software. And that's a whole skill set that can take years to learn and perfect. You need audio editing skills. First of all, you need basic computer recording skills with hardware to capture the audio properly. Then you need audio editing skills to be able to crop, clip, etc., clean up audio, and then put format that. Save it in the format that you want to put that out to the web in. So this is basic audio editing skills or digital audio workstation skills. That also takes time to learn and perfect. You need to make videos. So this involves videography, actual capture of video with proper lighting, okay, and clarity and definition. And then editing that video in a nonlinear video editing system in software. This is a whole nother set of skill sets. Then you need distribution. So you need to know how to build and maintain a website. So this is web development skills, database skills, web building skills, the aesthetics of web building. This is an entire other set of skills. It's called web development. And then if you want to put your work out in a way that supports your life, you need to know basic e-commerce or shopping cart software, know how to manipulate that. So this is also part of web development. Long story short, think about how many diverse skill sets are all required to do all of that work. And it's still not common sense skills. It's still not stuff that people just grow up knowing. You take the time to learn this over a period of time. This isn't taught to us necessarily in school. You know, these are specific computer skill sets, technical skill sets that have to be learned over often long periods of time and perfected and done right. Now, luckily for me, it's an amazing series of coincidences, and if you want to call them synchronicities, that not only was this my background in computing, but also technical skills, meaning troubleshooting skills. When problems go wrong with a computer, I also developed those because I did a lot of these things professionally in my past when I was younger. Then having woken up, having come to the level of consciousness that I came to through my personal experiences, see, you got to see this is a whole amazing set of congruency, and it's a coming together of many different threads and paths that happened to me in my life. And I realized this isn't the case for most people. You know, my experiences in the occult, all my technical skills, you know, having woken to the extent that I did, and then having those technical skills at my disposal to do what I do. Having said that, I did it almost entirely myself, and I don't want to make a blanket statement here because there certainly were people that gave me help and assistance along the way. Okay, I'll even name some of them by name. Okay, you know, my friend Mihai Berlachu helped me learn content management systems in the past. Tim Smith, who I already mentioned, who did Free Mind Fest here in Philly, edited some videos for me. Other people edited videos for me. Jeff Ritter has been doing some video editing for me. And other people, there's many other people who have contributed time and work. Leah Boone helps me organize material that I write. Okay, so, and there's been many other people. Barb, my former partner, and Michael Falsetta helped me with putting things together physically, you know, organizing physical things like flash drives and DVDs, etc., and, you know, making buttons and helping me ship things to people physically through the mail. So there have been many people who have been involved in helping this operation, and many, many more people who have videotaped, people like Art Capozzi who have organized presentations for me, people like yourself who helped with Free Your Mind. Too many people to name, okay? However, when it comes down to the actual work that I do here in-house – I don't have a team. I laugh when I hear people say, well, Mark has a team. There's never been a team, ladies and gentlemen. Never been a team. There's never been a What on Earth is Happening team. Everything you see on the website, I put there. I put all that stuff up. There's no, I don't get any help to build and maintain my website. It's all done by me. Making the podcast, there was no body. There was no team of graphics guys making anything. There was no team of audio people editing anything. There was no team of web people putting all those links up on that site. That was all me by myself doing all of that work and troubleshooting when problems arose. For the Free Your Mind 1 conference, I did all the video editing myself. You know, when I organized Free Your Mind, a lot of that work was a lot of free hours of work that I put into it. And Ivan, I'm sure you're learning the lesson of how conference organization goes, how difficult it is, how much you have to sacrifice, how much you have to do yourself without a lot of assistance and help from other people. And a lot of people don't see the behind-the-scenes work. They think this: you press a button and magically something gets up there. And it's also because of how shoddy a lot of other people's work is, what they do. They'll press a button on some screen recording software and just talk into a mic, and it's frankly garbage, a lot of the work that some people put out there, because that's all they know how to do. It's not garbage content-wise. It's garbage aesthetics and production-wise, you know? And this is accepted as the standard. Now, people, I think, have seen over the years my aesthetic standard. I try to set the bar a little bit higher. And so, because I think that helps, that makes a difference. That helps with people's absorption of the material mentally. You can see something. You could get a feel for something. When it's something's visually and aesthetically attractive, it helps with people's, you know, willingness to sit through it and watch it. So I've always tried to make that something that was something I prided myself on doing. Having said that, I have endeavored to build a What on Earth is Happening team here in Philadelphia, where I live. And I have been completely unsuccessful, 100% unsuccessful in getting any help here locally where I need it. Now, that being said, I want to just very specifically delineate this in people's minds, because people will hear what I'm saying and they don't understand what I'm saying. They're not really listening to my words. They're hearing what they want to hear. I have attempted to put a team physically, a physical team here where I live in my home, wherever I am working out of in Philadelphia, to help make better work and put it out faster. I have about 20 presentations in the lineup that I want to give, that I have basic ideas and outlines scripted for. 20. And all of that material sits and sits and sits and sits and sits. Material that I have not gotten to, that I want to talk about and put out because I feel it's important. And that material is not getting out there because I don't have help here. So I am not asking for internet-based help. I'm not asking to collaborate over the internet. I could do that with anybody worldwide. I obviously realize that. So I want to give an example that I'm going to use and try to liken this. I'm going to disclose some things here and talk about some things. I want to liken this to another media operation, which is InfoWars. Now, people know that I don't have that big of a problem with InfoWars. I think they've gone way too political of a direction instead of a direction in exploring consciousness and the occult, which they were very beginning to tread in the past. But regardless of what you think the direction is, regardless of whether you think it's effective, regardless of whether you think the people are genuine or not, I don't care. I'm bringing it up as an example of, do you believe somebody like Alex Jones produces everything that you see on the screen when InfoWars TV is broadcasting on a daily basis? Do you think he did all of that? Do you think Alex himself is producing all the graphics, is running the television production software, looking at the broadcast software that's sending it out over the internet, is controlling exactly what goes up on the screen at any given time, the motion graphics, etc., the lower thirds, controlling the mic input, etc. Do you think Alex is doing all that? You'd be out of your gourd to think that he's running all of that technical stuff. Alex is getting up there with the material he wants to present on a daily basis and presenting it. Because that's what he does. That's what he's effective at, organizing and producing whatever material he wants to talk about, regardless of whether you think that's good material or not, or genuine. I don't care. I'm using the media operations logistics as an example here. So just see that and understand what I'm talking about. People get too hung up on what they want to hear and what they are thinking instead of what's actually being said. I'm not talking about the quality of the material or whether you think it's good or genuine. Get that through your head. I'm talking about the technical daily operations of that media business. Do you think that he is running every aspect of that? You'd be crazy to think so. He has technical people helping, and yes, they're being paid. And that's because he's running a major online operation of sales, which is a great way of funding your business, but he's also paying taxes with all of that. And I'm not going to get into the whole thing of pointing fingers and saying, oh, well, I don't agree with that or whatever. That's what he has chosen to do. He's chosen to fight battles on certain fronts and put out the information he thinks is valuable, and that's great. And let people do that. If more people simply did what they felt was important to put out and did it, the world would be changing at a faster rate instead of people pointing fingers and saying, I would do it this way, when you're doing shit. When you're doing absolute shit. Zero. And that's the majority of this movement, is finger pointers and people who ain't doing shit. Okay, let's get that totally clear. Yet they want to be the first to point fingers. So going back to my model here, what I'm talking about, I want to put out something of higher quality and video based. I essentially want to, in the future, very near future, do a video broadcast, a What on Earth is Happening internet TV broadcast on maybe a weekly basis, maybe a bi-weekly basis, for now, with good production values. Maybe I'll stream it live on Facebook or YouTube and allow, you know, discussion live, like a chat room live, or just broadcast it over Facebook live and let people talk about it, have guests on too. See, there's more I know I could be doing and reaching people with different social media outreach if I do a live internet TV show with good quality production. I have all the software for it. I know how to use all the software. The problem here is I can't do it all by myself. So I actually tried this, okay? I built the whole interface with the internet television production suite that I have, of software, and I sat and tried to do a show by myself, with me being not only the researcher of the material, the presenter of the material, but also the producer of the actual show. And it's a mess. It was a mess. I can't sit here and run software while I'm trying to present and do a show. And the other thing is, I could use help with graphics. I could use help with editing. I could use help with web development. In a big way, I need web development help. You know, I'm a big fan of free software and open source software. I use free software for my website. I use free software for my cart for donation gifts on my website. And I'm not a lifelong programmer. This is a weakness in my technical skills. You know, I need a programmer, web developer, because I want to do some new things on my website. And I don't have the technical know-how or expertise without studying programming, which I don't want to take time off to do. I don't feel one person should do all of this by themselves. I think it's perfectly reasonable for somebody who gave freely of their life over the last 10 years, decade of their life, to illuminate people, to help to illuminate people in their knowledge by putting out the knowledge that I have and that I've come to understand in the way that I put it out there. I don't think it's unreasonable, after having done that work for free, organized conferences for free, put out all this material for free over the last 10 years, to ask for from people who have not done that themselves. See, I'm not asking for help from people who have done work, who have put out work online themselves. If you're doing that and you're actively doing it, you've fulfilled your obligation, regardless of how much material it is, okay? If you have a YouTube channel that you put work into on a daily or weekly basis, wonderful. Put the work out, do that. You know, if you've written books, wonderful. Continue to do that. I'm talking about people who, it doesn't matter whether you're working a regular job. We're not talking about that kind of work. We're talking about doing the great work. Regardless of whether you have hardly any time to do it, you got to make time. You know, you have to at least make truth some sort of a hobby, quote unquote, that you will do in the spare time that you do have. Everybody has some spare time. I don't care how busy you are. You know, people can make spare time to watch a TV show or a movie or go out to dinner. Well, you could sacrifice some of that time and, you know, help with the freedom movement. The bottom line is there's so many consumers of all this information, but not enough producers of this information, not enough creators. People who actually put out their own work. So I'm saying not everybody has to do that, but if you don't do that, get involved with someone who does and help them. You know, if you can't be a person who puts out original content, get together with someone who puts out original content and help them in what they do if you believe in it. It's not an unreasonable request. So for 10 years of doing this largely by myself, almost exclusively by myself, I'm not going to say totally, but largely by myself, I have asked for help in the last year. And now here's the next thing for people to absolutely hear what's being said. Because again, people don't listen. They hear what they want. They hear what they want to hear. They're not hearing the words that are actually leaving my lips. I am asking for help here locally in the city of Philadelphia, or people that may be from other places that can travel to here physically. I'm not asking for online help. If I was, I would say I'm asking for online help, people who can help me over the internet. We can share data through, you know, sending it from computer to computer or hosting a server and sharing the data on the server. And that isn't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people in my physical home and presence physically helping me do what I need to do on a daily basis. That's what building a local team is. Right now, I'm going to actually come out with the numbers and just publicly disclose my finances to people. How about that, Ivan? How about that as an exclusive on your broadcast? Okay, now I'm going to publicly disclose what I make in the course of a year to live on. In the last year of my life, ladies and gentlemen, I made $13,000. Now, you try living on that. You try living on that. Now, there you have it, right there. That's throwing it all on the table in everybody's face so you can talk about it. Okay? $13,000 in the last year. Minus all the expenses that I have. That's what I made. to live on. Now, most people forget it. They it would be absolute pauper level life. I've been able to eke out a decent living situation where I am at because of help that I've received. But that's actually what I've made in the last year. And people would say, all the money Mark makes, or the team that he has, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. The people who say this shit. You don't know me. You don't know shit about me. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I do. At fucking all. Okay? So, getting back to what I'm talking about and why your conference is probably going to be my last public work. I have asked for simple assistance technically. Yes, you need certain skills. Here in my city, a metropolitan region of over 4 million souls. Now, let's put this into context. You think about this for a moment. In a year's time after asking, I only got people who responded wonderfully, beautiful people, love them, that are on out on the internet in other vicinities, living their lives, willing to help, but are not here. Now, this says a lot in many different ways, okay? The city where the Declaration of Independence was written and signed and where the American Revolutionary War was fomented and waged from, the center of it, there is not one human being with the required skills that will step up and say, Mark, I'll help you a little bit. Zero. In the last couple of years. I will volunteer a little bit of time to help you put the word out so you could organize your material and you could get it out faster, or sit behind a console, work a piece of software so you can simply worry about presenting without producing your own show in addition to presenting. Zero. Now, this isn't knocking on all the people who are doing something like yourself. You're doing what you should be doing. You're putting out original material, organizing a conference. I can't praise your efforts enough. How many people do you think have listened to my work? How many people do you think aren't putting out material of their own who have come to benefit from the work that I've put out? And I ask everybody to think of the question. Do you think it's a reasonable thing for me to demand and require and expect a little bit of help from all the free work that I have done over the years? I'm not even asking for any money. I don't want to make any money. I don't care about making money. I want someone else in this region of the world to say, I feel that this is having a positive benefit and impact in my life and other people's lives, and I want to get involved in helping to do it. And I want them to come on board the operation as a volunteer, and at some point, maybe if I do well enough in the future, I might be able to share, you know, some resources with them. But I don't actually even have enough resources to share that with people right now, if I want to even have money to live and eat. And I don't think that is an unreasonable request to get a little bit of volunteer help. Everybody expects all these videos out for free, you know. Everybody expects the website, every part of it, to be free. Everybody expects, you know, they want everything for total free. I want it to all be free too. I've made it all for free. The only thing I do with new videos is I put them up on the gifts area for a time when they first come out, then they go free completely on YouTube. All of my material is out for free. I want to continue offering material for free. I would like to make some sort of a premium model at some point where I can bring in some money to help continue with the operation and make it better, which I don't think is unreasonable that people do, that they do a free area of their site and a premium area of their site. That's, I think, a decent model for bringing in resources for yourself. I've tried to stay away from that to keep the whole thing free for as long as possible. But I can't continue to do any of this, folks, unless I get some technical help that I desperately need. And I don't mean sending files back and forth over the internet. I'm talking about people coming here with a laptop, using the three computers that I have here, you know, or could be even more at some point if I, you know, make some money to buy some more systems, and making a small team here. Just, it doesn't have to be a big. I need a few people. If I get three technical people, I'd be beyond myself ecstatic if I could get three technical people. If I could get a producer, an AV person, and a tech person. Or forget the AV. Let's say the AV person is the producer. So a producer with AV skills, with audio and video editing skills, and broadcast software skills. A web developer to help me with things on my website, which would involve PHP, MySQL, HTML, XML, CSS, etc., things like that. Okay? So a producer slash AV person, a web developer, and a technician. A troubleshooting technician who knows how operating systems and drivers and things like that, and how to fix problems with systems when they arise. If I could get three people with those skill sets, just three people with those individualized skill sets separately, to come on board once every other week to my home and help me do what I need to do, I would be able to get those 20 presentations out in probably 4 to 5 times less time than it normally would take. Maybe even up to 10 times faster. I don't know. I could get to producing a video, an internet TV series, which is what I really want to do. You know, I could make better presentations, because instead of spending all of this time doing all of this other technical stuff myself, I could do what I really need to be doing, which is research and presenting. Organizing the data from my research into presentations. That's what I want to do. And I can't even do that because I'm so bogged down with other technical work. I need help locally. Ladies and gentlemen, I need help locally. I've asked for over a year from many different people and sources. No one has stepped forward in the 4 million souls of the metropolitan area of Philadelphia. And my response to that is, you gotta be fucking kidding me. That's my response. And people want me to continue the big fight when they don't give a shit. So here's what I am forced to do. I am forced to do this. I'm asking everybody within the sound of my voice, regardless of whether how much of an asshole you think I am for saying it the way I've said it here and the way I'm going to say it. Get involved in helping me find these three souls, these three individuals that either live here or can do or can come here to help me with this work on a volunteer basis, for now, on a volunteer basis. It would have to be a little damn bit of giving back for free. Just a little. That's all I ask. After everything I've done, In case you can't hear it in the sound of my voice, folks, I'm a bitter, bitter, bitter person. Because I've given the last 10 years of my life for absolutely fucking nothing. Nothing has changed. It's gotten worse. Slavery's gotten worse. Duress has gotten worse. Ignorance has gotten worse. Apathy has gotten worse. Not taking any fucking action has gotten worse. And on top of that, you have the flat earth movement that has become the biggest thing in the so-called truth community. People with their fucking heads up their ass. This is what this whole situation in the world has deteriorated into. It's a fucking bad joke. And I'm done with it. I'm done with trying to seriously research and help people to understand what the fuck is going on. I'm done. Unless I get the help I need to do it right. So here's the situation. This is how it's going to be. Because I am under no obligation other than a moral obligation to continue to do this. And I'll do it in the way that I choose to do it. I'll put it out there personally in my own life. But I'm not going to continue to do this publicly with all the money that it costs. And all the time and effort that it costs. Okay? I'm not going to do it. Unless I get the help I need. You know, people think, oh, it's free to maintain all this equipment. It's free to maintain a website. It's free to, you know, get all the resources you need. Paper, ink, buying discs, buying flash drives. You know, I don't monetize my YouTube channel because I don't want fucking stupid ads in it. Yeah, how about all the flat earthers? You want to know what I think of you assholes? Demonetize all your channels. Then let's see how much you actually really believe in flat earth. Because that's all it is a big money-making operation and psyop. I didn't even want to make this about that nonsense. I don't even want to make it about that. It's not even worth talking about. I don't monetize my YouTube channel. You know, that's what that whole garbage is all about, folks, in case you haven't figured it out yet. Because I'm not paying anybody taxes. See, that's the thing. I'm not paying pedophiles. So I'm going to tell you how the future is going to go for What on Earth is Happening and the work of Mark Passio. So everybody out there can decide whether it's been a big flop and a big disaster and the dark occultists were right. I know that they were right. How's that? But you want to see a last ditch effort and you want to see this continue and you want to see me put out some more material that I have, you know, on board in the on deck circle, so to speak. Then here's what I need. I need other people to find me some help. If this is all that you can muster to do, put the feelers out, put your, you know, your tendrils out into the community of technicians in the city of Philadelphia or the surrounding area that may be somewhat or partially awake that might want to help me on a volunteer basis or that you might want to work out a situation with where you make an arrangement with them to help me and get them here. Put them in touch with me and I need them to be here physically. And if I get the help that I need, I will continue and put out more work than I have in the past and better quality stuff than I have in the past. If I do not get that work by the day of Ivan's conference, which is March 18th, is it?
10th.
March 10th. So I apologize. If I don't get that help by March 10th, 2018, My presentation at Truth Mind Reality will be my last public work. That's how it's going to be. So I'm sorry to have to make it be like that, but that's exactly how it is. So there you have it, folks. It's not in my hands. It's in yours. Do something. You know, I hate to take it to a level of having to make threats about stuff, but unfortunately, asking nicely got nothing done, got nothing accomplished, because people are lazy and selfish, and they don't want to get involved. They're lazy, they're selfish, and they're cowardly. They're scared to get involved half the time. So I'm going to Anarchapoco this year to tell all the anarchists that they basically don't know what they're talking about, because they only see things from a very two-dimensional perspective of politics and finance, and know nothing about the occult or genuine morality in many cases. And I'm coming to Truth Mind Reality to tell the Truth and Freedom Movement that largely they don't understand the concept of duress, nor do they understand the right to end that situation by deadly force if necessary. Still not understood by many people in this movement. I would probably venture to speculate the majority. So it's going to be the hardest hitting presentation I've ever given at Truth Mind Reality, Duress, Dissidence, and Deadly Force. And it is, if I do not get some volunteer assistance in what I need to do over the next, I'd say, 6 months to a year. So if that doesn't, if those people don't materialize by March 10th, 2018, Duress, Dissidence, and Deadly Force at Truth Mind Reality will be my last public presentation and public work, period. I will only continue to do the great work in my personal life. So there's the ultimatum out on the table, folks, because I'm fed up. I'm emotionally distraught about the whole situation with the world. I'm emotionally distraught about the whole situation in the so-called anarchist slash truth slash freedom movement, which ain't moving anywhere. It's moving backwards into infighting, separation, and nonsense, buying into psyop shit. So here's the special part of the broadcast, folks, where I laid it all out on the table. In the way I do it. You know? If you don't like it, I could care less. You haven't been where I've been, you don't know where I know, and you haven't done what I've done. And you don't know what I've been through. So I could give a shit about what you think, about what I did, what I've just said, or how I've said it. Couldn't give a shit. If you did the kind of free work that I've done over the last decade of my life, you'd be ready to kill yourself. You would be way, way more. You wouldn't have even done it. You would have quit a long fucking time ago. The majority of people out there, the vast, overwhelming majority of people out there would have quit a long fucking time ago. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to continue, but I'm not going to do it in the same way that requires tremendous amounts of personal effort for little to zero reward on investment. And I don't mean financial reward. I mean reward in the sense that you can see the difference it's making in society. And I've seen zero of that. Actually, I've seen it go backwards. For the very reason that people are not listening to one of my main messages, which is to take action and actually get involved. I don't know how many more times I have to fucking say it. You consuming more and more and more is not going to get the job done. You got to put the work out there to other people. And if you don't have a media operation where you are doing that, the least you can do is volunteer some fucking time to help with mine or someone else's. So obviously, I'm extraordinarily upset about the situation. Obviously, I'm extraordinarily despondent about the entire condition of the world today. just because you think you have some imbecile troll in the White House that he's going to do something to save the world? You think because you flip-flopped it over from the D to the R, from Democrat to Republican, that somehow the world is in such a wonderful state when you're still in a condition of slavery by the world's police and militaries? Dumb Neanderthals. I'm sorry, I don't want to insult the Neanderthal species like that. They know nothing about morality or what's going on in this place. And it's changing in a big way, isn't it? All those people are quitting their jobs. Yeah. They're all saying how immoral that they've been. The world's so waking up. It's a joke. A joke. And it's a joke because the people within the sound, largely the vast majority of the people within the sound of my voice, have done nothing. And here's the thing. Many of them don't have the technical skills, and that's the problem. They don't understand that telling the truth in the modern world involves the development of those technical skills. And if you're not doing that, you're not really serious about what you need to be doing. You're not serious about doing the great work and getting it out there. At least knowing the minimum amount. You know, Ivan, I know that you're no absolute computer technical genius, but look at what you're doing. You're putting it out there. You have found ways of making it work for you. Whether you had to, read manuals, whether you had to read instructions on websites, whether you had to ask friends, you did what you had to get to the level of proficiency that you got to be able to do this work yourself. That's all I ask of anybody. You got to understand that putting the truth out there involves technical know-how. If you say, I'm not a computer person, I don't want to know that, it's unacceptable. There are skill sets that are required for doing this the right way. They're doing this in a big way, regardless of whether you consider it the right way, doing this on a larger scale. I don't want to talk to 20 or 30 people. I want to talk to 20 or 30 million people. That involves doing it the right way online. And there's a lot of skills associated with that. I have a whole seminar. I have a multi-week seminar planned, folks, that I have not been able to put together the material for. It's called How to Become the Alternative Media. This is going to be an entire multi-week seminar that I'm going to host. Possibly online. I haven't decided yet. Maybe I'll do it as a webinar series. That's another thing I want some help with, setting up things like that, online webinars. Remote help isn't helping me. I so appreciate the people who have helped me remotely. It's great. But I need a small technical staff here in my base of operations. I want to make a whole seminar, multi-week seminar called How to Become the New Media, where I teach all of these skill sets. I will show you all of these skill sets when I put this seminar together. We'll have a whole week on just doing basic graphic design. We'll have a whole week on doing, how to make a poster to promote your event. We'll have a whole week on how to work presentation software like PowerPoint or Keynote. We'll have a whole week on how to build a basic content management driven website, content management system driven website. This is something I want to free up some of my time to work on, but I can't because I have too many other technical duties and responsibilities that I'm trying to do. That if I had help with, it would free me up some time to build these seminars. If you really look at what I'm asking, after 10 years of total free volunteer work that I put out, it's not an unreasonable request. So if people want to see me continue with my work, start putting out the feelers. Find me some technical help in the city of Philadelphia to help as a temporary basis on a volunteer basis. Not necessarily permanent volunteer. I wouldn't ask that of anybody. But I need to grow this operation to a point where I can afford maybe to throw some money to people for helping me. I'm asking for a little bit of payback for all of the free work I've done personally. Is someone willing to help me on a volunteer basis for at least a little while here in Philadelphia? Even if you traveled here, okay, I would accept that. I don't want you sitting where you are at and helping me on the internet. I have that already. I have help like that already. That's not what I need right now. So if that's the case, please don't respond or send somebody like that toward me. All it's going to do is create noise instead of an actual line of help that I need. That's going to create noise on that over top of that signal, which means I'm going to have to sift through more data about, well, who's willing to help, but where are they from? I only need local help right now. I have some remote assistance with certain technical things. I need local help. I don't know how many more times I could say it. If people send me remote help, I'm going to ignore it completely. You'll be wasting your time because nothing will be accomplished. So there it is. You know, I probably went too long-winded to begin with. The simple bottom line thing is if I don't get at least some basic technical help here on premises in Philadelphia by March 10th, what on earth is happening? The doors of what on earth is happening will essentially be closed. I don't even know whether I'm going to continue keeping the website online for the monetary costs associated with it and the good that I feel it's not doing. Okay? So I need the technical help or this media operation needs to go away is the bottom line. Let other people do the shoddy work that they do and the shoddy research that they do and the shoddy conclusions that they come to. But if you want me to put out some quality material that a lot of people say that they like, then you got to get involved with helping me get the help that I need to continue it. So I've said my piece. And that's all I have to say about it. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. This is the media that I've chosen to put the word out. I'll share this on my social media and my website when you come out with it. And it is what it is. And like you said, we'll get the result that we deserve. All of us will, including me. So we'll see what the universe brings me based on what other people, the kind of generosity other people are willing to generate. You know? And I feel 100% perfectly justified and entitled to ask what I have asked for based on what I have already done. Once again, if other people did what I did and got the response that I've got, you would have quit a long fucking time ago. You don't know how persistent and willful I am to continue in the way that I've done and with what I've gone through in my personal life. So please, ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever valued anything that I have ever done, please assist me in getting some basic technical help that I need here. That's all I have to say. Ivan, thank you for presenting me the platform to vent like this.
No problem, Mark. And I, as always, I hear what you're saying, and yeah, I resonate because I listen to so many other podcasts and shows, and I myself am always picking up on, you know, the basic focal point that they never touch on, you know, the end of slavery, belief in authority, belief in money. They're all over the place. Yeah, flat earth. Yeah, pedophilia. Okay, everything else. But no one ever gets to the causal factors. And from day one on your show, the first words I heard out of your mouth was getting to causal factors. And 10 years later, you know, we're still back in the same thing.
You got, right. You're exactly correct, Ivan. The causal factors are the main things to understand. And 10 years later, we're not any closer as a society to understanding those causal factors. You're absolutely correct in your assessment.
Yep.
And that's what I need help getting the public to understand. And if enough people were willing to come forward and actually give of their time, talent, and effort, that goal would be accomplished. That goal could get done. So I've laid it all out on the table, including details that I shouldn't even think about publicly disclosing, but I did it. And there you have it. All the dirty laundry's out on the table now, folks. You know the rich media empire that I've built for myself, that I'm living so high off the hog, you know, all 13 grand a year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the huge team that I have of you know, social engineers and mind controllers and media moguls and technical people that have all they're tripping over themselves to get to my door to help be part of this team that consists of me and an assistant right now. You know, tripping over themselves to get here to help me, the big team I have. I read some thread on Facebook, he's not even a clown, he's a pair of clown shoes, okay? Talking about the big team I have working for me. Your clown shoes, son. Clown shoes. That's all I have to say about that, you know?
All right, Mark, well, you know, hey, I feel for you, you know? If I can move you out here and help you, I would, but I know... If I could move to Philadelphia and help you, you know I would. But
it's something
yeah,
we
all have to.
Moving, Ivan, is something I've considered. Hmm. A lot of people say you're wasting your time and torturing yourself by living in that shithole that you live in. Philadelphia is a shithole. It's a shithole. I don't care who that offends, who lives here, who thinks this city is something great, because it's not. It's a shithole. It's a leftist, communist shithole. You know, and it is it's torture living here. The ignorance of the people here is torture. The absolute communist political opinions of the people living here is torture. You know, and but yet I feel like the history associated with this place is so great that if for me to leave is such an admission of failure that I can't seem to spiritually bring myself to do it. That's the real honest answer about that, why I don't leave Philadelphia. Because here is where the patriots of this land fomented the largest revolution against slavery and tyranny that has ever been waged. And I don't give a shit whether you think the American Revolution was also some fake event or it wasn't really waged by people who wanted freedom. You're also clown shoes who don't know history. You haven't read enough. You think everything's a conspiracy when some things are not, you know, and you're a moronic revisionist historian that doesn't understand that time period at all. Not even a little bit. First of all, I know the truth about that time period in ways that most people could never understand. I'll just leave it at that. I don't need to qualify what I know or how I know it. I know it at the core. Let's just say it. I know it at the core of my spiritual being. I could say that I was there and know that with definitive absoluteness. There's a part of my spirit that is still there. It's an ineffable thing that I cannot put into words or describe. I just know it. Balls to bones. You know, there's just some things you know like that. You know, left brain scientific proof doesn't even come into the equation. I know it, and no one will possibly convince me that it's any other way. So... it's a shame that it has come to what it has come to. it's a shame that the world is in the state that it's in. And there's the level of apathy still there and the level of cowardice still there that hasn't, you know, the situation hasn't grown beyond that or improved one iota as far as I'm concerned. And like I said, when I started in 2007, 2007, 8, and 9 were some of the best years for the truth movement, especially around 2007 and 8. And boy, did it fall off a cliff. Did it go tragically downhill since then, because that puppet clown leftist communist piece of trash Obama, that puppet, was floated in front of everybody and everybody just backed off because here comes the savior. And look at the things that that absolute piece of fucking filth did in the next 8 years. And now we have the same situation with the Republican coming in, this clown Trump coming in, and people think he's the savior of the world, going to do everything that is required to be done, and now they're backing off. The other half is backing off. It still believes in this ridiculous fucking left-right paradigm of politics. This is one of the things I talked about on day one on this show and on this whole, you know, media operation called What on Earth is Happening. And there's a bunch of assholes that still actually believe in this nonsense fairy tale that there are people within government that are going to save us and help us and make things better. You think that? You're a joke. And you always have been. It's not even like I need to reiterate this on for people who are going to be listening to this, because the people who are really going to be listening to this understand this already. Mm-hmm. But the vast majority of human beings out there still don't. The numbers, the dynamics have not changed in a decade. And that is that's beyond sad. That's tragic. And I'm going to tell you the hard, cold reason that it has stayed like that. And the hard, cold reason it stayed like that is because the people within this so-called truth movement haven't done nearly enough and haven't taken nearly enough action to put the word out. And they're still being bucked by the fake news, by the corporate-controlled so-called news media. They haven't taken the effort to become technical enough to become the new media. And the people, the idiots that have done that, they don't have enough knowledge. They don't even have the grammar underneath them to be able to put work out that does make sense to people, which is why you have all this noise in the signal with all these psyops coming out, with people who haven't done their homework and their research properly. So don't expect the situation to continue to get any better. Expect it to continue to get worse, and people who have been putting out legitimate efforts and legitimate research to back off of those efforts, because for the very reason that people within this so-called movement haven't made any movement at all by putting forth their effort, time, and talent. So if you want to see an operation like this continue, find me some help. I can't do it myself. I've asked for it. I've had people in this area who I know ask other people, and no one has come forward. Not one living soul. You just think about that when you think that the world is waking up. In the whole region of 4 million people, zero have said to themselves, I'm willing to come forward and help Mark Passio a little bit in his base of operations. Zero. I think that's all I need to say, Ivan.
Yeah, and there are plenty of other topics that we can get into that. Even I've noticed stuff from 2007, 8, even the 90s, you know, just a quick little hint. I know some people are all on board with the Bitcoin and crypto stuff, and I'm like, what? Where's the prime example of the cognitive dissonance? You know, early stages of conspiracy theories, whereas New World Order, Illuminati, world domination, cashless society. Oh, but now crypto comes out and Bitcoin, and some of the truthers are now making their money and millionaires. Not a peep about, you know, cashless society. Now, hey, crypto's going to fix everything. This is where we need to go. They fell for the trap. That's how I see it. But, you know, I digress.
Right. I mean, you know, there are many levels to this whole thing, and there is manipulation everywhere. So, you know, the basic thing to keep in mind here is that we have to get involved ourselves by learning how to do certain technical things with computers. Just as a quick aside to wrap this up, Ivan, I think that the advent of the cell phone is what really backed this off. Because if you think about it, 2007 was the year the first iPhone, maybe it was before that, it might have been 2006. But the first iPhone, I think, came out right around that time. I think it was 2007, okay? Ever since these devices, these jail devices, which is what they are, which is why they say you need to jailbreak them if you want any level of control over them, and even then, the software isn't very good. These devices, these handheld devices, these mobile devices and platforms like iPhones and iPads and Android phones and tablets are not media creation devices. They are media consumption devices. This is what has backed people off. The personal computer has taken a less active role in people's lives. And this is what we need to get back to. You need to get back to building a competent workstation. A workstation where you can sit and make creative work with good software programs. You're never going to build a media operation on a cell phone or tablet. It's never going to happen. And this is what people are using as their everyday computing systems. I credit this as a big, huge, huge factor in why the truth movement peaked around 2007 and 8, because these devices came in and took people away from truly creative platforms that personal computers offer, and put them into these jails of tightly controlled mobile operating systems. You know? I mean, desktop operating systems are controlled enough, for God's sakes. And then they put larger and stronger handcuffs on people with these mobile systems. People don't even understand that, because they don't understand free software, the whole philosophy of free software, or even open source software. But free software, namely, number one. And, you know, the whole point.
Well, like you say, with the cell phones and the tablets, it's a term I brought up to you one of the last times we spoke with conspiracy-tainment. So, yeah, a lot of people are using tablets and cell phones. Oh, yeah, I'm awake because I'm watching, InfoWars on my tablet, or I'm watching whatever documentary on here. Like, okay, that's fine. But guess what? That's now become another tool to distract you with conspiracy stuff, with truth stuff. And you're not doing anything, you know, to grow with it or to grow it. You're just taking it in and consuming it. And that's it. That you're just staying in place. You're not doing anything active.
See, illumination / enlightenment is not just about it doesn't end at knowing. That's the beginning of it. Knowing what's going on is the beginning of it. The problem is most people think that's the end and they stop. This is the beginning. Illumination and enlightenment is the beginning of taking right action in the world, of spreading the truth and spreading illumination and enlightenment to others. And if you're not involved in that work, you're not really genuinely enlightened. So, you know, I don't really, quote, apologize, but, you know, I have to say I am sorry that it has come to this. Okay, I'm not apologizing for what I've said or the ultimatum I've put out. I feel sorry and bad that it has come to such an extent that I have to put it out that way and say I have to give an ultimatum or I have to stop doing this, because this, I feel, has had a negative impact on my life and even my mental and emotional health. You know, I may be still in physically decent shape, but I'm not in a good mental and emotional state on a day-to-day basis, largely because of this. You know, knowing this stuff does not make you any kind of a happier person. You know, if you think that this makes you a happier human being, you're out of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
In many ways, this has made me a more bitter human being, especially when I see other people who say that they know and aren't doing a damn thing to help. It's like going, oh, yeah, we know that big weight or that big block has to go from point A to point B, and we see you and a couple other people carrying it, and we're sitting over here going, good job. Can I come over and pat you on the back? No, you could come and fucking help me carry the weight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not interested in being patted on the back and told what a good job I'm doing. I need help. I'm not too proud to say, I need help. I need help. Okay? I don't want to have to say, I was wrong and the dark occultists were right. But right now it's looking that way. That's the thing that makes me the craziest and puts rage in my eyes. Then I think back and say, these lunatic psychopaths were actually telling me the truth. I don't want to believe it or accept it. They told me what human beings were and what they were like. And they said, you're making a mistake and you're going to the wrong side. And I don't want to believe that they were correct. Yet that's the struggle within my mind and heart every day. Is that I constantly go back to thinking they were right and they told me nothing but the truth about people. I want them proven wrong, Ivan. And I don't know if it's going to come to pass that way, but we'll see.
Probably the hard way. All right, Mark. Well, wow.
Well, I know that was a bitter emotional rant, but I thank you for providing the platform for it. And it's better that we didn't do that in part one, but save that for part two. So you get your promo in part one, and then people who want to listen to me go ape shit can listen to part two.
Yes, of course. Yeah, so this will just be this is the end of Guy Next Door Speaks, a special edition, a little bonus segment here with Mark. And wow, so anyone come out, see Mark speak, maybe for the last time at Truth, Mind, Reality, and follow Mark's work while it's still up online, whatonearthishappening.com. And if you do know anyone, or even yourself, have any skills or really now feel ticked off that, like, wait, this guy's calling me out, do something about it. If you're in the Philadelphia area in the Northeast, get out there, reach out to Mark, help him, because, hey, we all need to do something, you know, and standing by and listening and taking it in and feeling good about ourselves, that's not it. So, all right, so for Guy Next Door Speaks, this is Ivan from Phoenix, special edition, special bonus episode. Mark, thanks again, and I'll say I feel sorry. I'm sorry that you're going through this, but I comprehend you. You know, I know what you're going through. I can imagine. So I wish you all the best. And hey, if for you to live a healthy, sane remainder of your life, you need to walk away from this. Hey, I'm one to say you did your part. You sparked some of us, at least me. I can speak for myself to take on the mantle and keep going. So, you know, we love you and I wish you all the best.
Ivan, thank you so much, brother. That means a lot to me. And I so appreciate all the effort that you've put out and keep up the work that you're doing. So thank you again for providing this platform. And I really appreciate everything that you have done and continue to do.
All right, then. And I'll see you in March. And yeah, we'll take it from there. And for the rest of you listeners who made it this far and were able to listen to Mark's emotional, heartfelt, and passionate rant, if you want to call it that, or display of what he's actually been going through, thanks for listening. And try and make it out to Phoenix, Arizona for the Truth, Mind, Reality Conference. Get all your details at truthmindreality.com. Continue to support Mark's work at whatonearthishappening.com. And as always, thanks for listening. Good morning, good afternoon, or good night, and be well.